UK then, guys. Yeah, we're serious. Right then, guys, you're going to have to excuse my voice. I feel fine. I've just got something wrong with my throat. We've worked tirelessly for months on this. And the level of stress and the lack of sleep and the amount of travel we've been doing has taken its toll on me. But I'm willing to do that for you guys, okay? So just ignore it. I'm going to really force my voice out, suffer afterwards. It is what it is, okay? And just a heads up as well, because this idea is unique, I've been telling you guys about it for a few weeks now, teasing it. Any questions you have, I'm going to be free for 2 days because I'm going to be nursing this. I'm going to answer every single comment that is worth answering. You know, anything that's silly, I'm not going to answer, but I'm going to try and answer every single comment that you guys put. So, you know, if you have any questions regarding this video, put them down below. Let me set the scene. I'm a subscriber. I've always seen myself as a subscriber. People call me First Man. I'm not First Man. That's the brand name. 1M First Man. I'm Chris. I'm just some self-improvement guy that wanted to get better, that went through all the same things you guys did, and just found a way to become a better individual and a better man. I don't think I've ever changed from that. I think I'm still the same guy today. Anybody who meets me in person says you're the exact same guy you are on camera. Now, the reason I mention that is because from day one, I've always thought to myself, with everything that I've ever done, the body wash, the supplements, the boxer shorts, the streaming platform, the book that I wrote, the life setup frame in a marathon mindset course, all of that has been done with 21-year-old Chris in mind. So when I was 21 and I was suffering from depression, I was in a small town called Stroud. Feel free to search it. It was very negative. Whenever you came up with a great idea, whenever you showed a glimmer of ambition, somebody would shoot you down and say, why would you want to do that? And it used to really annoy me. It really used to get me down and it contributed to my depression. This is why I created things for you guys, like balling on a budget, life setup, framing. You have to learn that. It takes years. The environment that you're in very much determines the start of your life. Now, balling on a budget, which is what this video is going to be about, was created, in my eyes, to give you guys an opportunity to live the millionaire lifestyle without having to spend millions. Let's roll it back. Do you guys remember when I made the video, The End of First Man, and I was going to quit YouTube last summer? I was really struggling with the idea of what these men's lifestyle communities were becoming. You know, it was very much black pill in a red pill mask. It didn't really make sense to me. I was like, we're being so negative for no reason. Everybody's doing sound bites and short form content to go viral. With the sole purpose of becoming rich. And at that moment, I was like, I'm kind of done with the industry. About a month later, I made the video and I was like, I want to quit. The only thing that kept me in this industry is a prolonging thought that I've had since balling on a budget, but I've never had the money to execute on, which was buying houses for you guys that you can live in. But how the hell was I going to do that? Until I met my now friend and business partner, who you guys are going to see a lot more of, and you're going to see in this video now in a lot of clips, who I went out to Barcelona with, along with Alex, you guys know as my camera guy, both Alex. I met my business partner, Alex Dallison, whilst boxing at the gym. So we realized that we had a lot in common. We had the same interests in life. We both were against, you know, the old school British tourists where they're looking for a McDonald's in Barcelona rather than going to an authentic tapas bar. They're being very rude. They're not willing to try and learn the language and whatnot. And we spoke about all these topics. And then we had the game changer, where he said to me, are you a member of Soho House? Starts explaining to me that it's a members club, annual renewal, where people can use facilities all around the world in different locations, and they can either pay for one location or multiple locations depending on their membership type. You have facilities on site, their networking spaces, their workspaces, and something just hit me. But there was still a prevailing thought in my head, and I think you guys have started to figure this out as well. Look at modern day men's groups. I've got a real issue with it. This is why I was going to quit YouTube, because I'm an authentic guy. Some people like me. Some people love me. Some people hate me. One thing nobody can ever say about me is I'm not honest. And I've got to be honest about these men's groups that everybody's creating. You're paying around about £2,000 to £5,000 per year, or a monthly fee to be part of a men's group that other guys who are trying to network and leverage are also paying to be a part of. And the thing is, that's fine if you only accept the best of the best, but over time that's going to seriously dilute the group. Because the problem is, the owner of the men's groups, they see a bit of money coming in and they get greedy, naturally. And I don't want to name names, I don't want to name, you know, men's groups, but some of the biggest ones in the world, I've been told by various people who have joined ours already, which I'll get to in a second, that those groups have been diluted with some 18-year-old kid who has zero success, is very immature, who very much found that content on TikTok and offers zero value to the group. You can learn nothing from, and it actually dilutes the group itself and makes it, you know, a little bit annoying to be a part of. The only person, in my opinion, that benefits from a WhatsApp group is the owner of the WhatsApp group. And this is why I was going to quit the industry, because you've got some of the biggest names in the game that started a WhatsApp group, had loads of people sign up, made loads of money from those people, went and bought loads of cars and mansions and flew around the world in private jets, taking pictures, you know, the old cigar and the sunglasses shit, and then just went, yeah, we'll accept thousands more and thousands more and thousands more. And it's like, but what benefit are these people getting? The only person benefiting is that individual. They're making more money, then they spend that money to get more members. It's just basically a glorified personal pyramid scheme, and I hate it. I really hate it. So with that in mind, and my friend Alex Dallison in mind, who's now my business partner, I messaged him and I said, I think I've got the best idea to have ever hit the men's lifestyle industry. I said, on top of that, it's got solid foundations, it's very strong morally, and the people that sign up will probably benefit more than we do. I was like, the value is like 100x on the price. So now that I've spoken about this a little bit, and I've, you know, teased you enough, let's dive into the idea itself. What is 1M House? So the idea behind 1M House is that, very plain and simple, we buy houses around the world, you live in them. If you wanted elite level life setup, you would probably have to spend 20 to 30 million accumulate buying houses around the world, and then you'd have to pay for the flights and everything on top, and you know, you'd have to get all the furniture for these places and whatnot. By the time you're done, like I said, it's probably about 30-40 million pounds. It's ridiculous. So if I'm telling you in all these videos, life setup, balling on a budget and whatnot, which are achievable if you work hard, my logic was, why can't I bring this to you guys a lot sooner? Why can't I buy the houses for you and then you guys can live in them for a yearly annual fee? And that's exactly what we've done with 1M House. Let's use an example. Let's say that you work in finance in London, you work in an office, highly stressed. You're in a suit. You know, the shoes that don't feel comfortable. You're in a high-pressure job. You've just had the hardest week of your life. It's raining. It's cold. All you want to do is just take a break. Maybe you're a single guy and you're like, do you know what? I just want to get away for this long bank holiday weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll come back Monday night. You go on the app, the 1M House app. You select your 4 days or your 3 nights. You grab a flight. You're there. You use your code on the gate to get in. Use your code again on the door. You have your own room with a safe. All the facilities that you'll need, that's yours for 4 days. Guys, all you're paying for is flights. I'll get to the facilities later. We're going to have lockers on site. We're going to have a meal prep service. You're going to be able to fly instantly from your office, catch a flight over to somewhere like Barcelona, check in. All you've paid is around about, we got the flights to Barcelona the other day for about £50, okay? So you spent £50, you've already paid your annual fee, you check in and you live there for 4 days. You network with all the people there, you use all the facilities, you can work, you can spend time on your own, you can explore the area, you can do whatever you want. The world is your oyster. We're going to have a gym on site, around about £40,000 worth of equipment at every single location. With the meal prep service and the lockers, it means that you can leave stuff at the property locked up for a monthly fee. And when you come back, let's say you leave the office Friday at 5, all you've booked is a flight. You've got no luggage, nothing to carry. You just get straight on the flight. When you get there, you also know there's going to be a meal prep service. There's going to be food waiting for you. There's going to be a pool. There's going to be a sauna. There's going to be a prayer room. There's going to be workstations. There's going to be Wi-Fi. Think about that, guys. All you're paying for is the flights. We're paying all the bills. We've paid for the property itself. We're paying for the Wi-Fi. We're paying for all the facilities and all the equipment. We're paying for all the food. Obviously, there's a meal prep service, but it's going to be very close. We're going to pretty much just break even on that. We think that's very fair to do. Your room is going to be unique code entry only, that only you can use on your phone. Now, our vision with this is to buy eventually hundreds of properties all around the world, so that you guys, in theory, can be 365-day nomads. And I've done the calculations on this as well, guys. For around about £6,000 a year, you can just simply travel the world. You know, if the locations are close enough to just hop on flights, and each one's about £50 to £100, for around about £6,000 per year, you can live at 1M House year-round, no added bills. Like, how crazy is that, guys? Think about that. If you lived in London for 1 month, plus the deposit, plus the utilities, plus your food bill, you're gonna cover that. You're gonna get close to 5,000. It might even be 6,000. The deposit is gonna be 3. The rent's gonna be 3. You might even spend more. You know, even if you live cheaply, deposit's gonna be about 2.5. You're gonna have to pay 2 for the rent. Then you've got utilities. Do you know what I mean? We're over £5,000 already. You can do the maths on it, guys. If all you're paying for is the annual subscription once, and then the flights, maybe the meal prep service, maybe the locker service, it's around about £6,000 per year, guys. This is, for me, the future of living, and a men's group, a men's community that I want to actually be a part of. So how are we actually going to do this? How are we actually going to pull this off? So the first property we'll buy. You know, my business partner, Alex Dallison, 28 years old, makes £300,000 per month, has done so for years. You guys know I've been making money for a long time now as well. We'll buy the first property. We're not worried about that. We're only accepting 300 members. We may push that to 500, depending on interest. But currently, we've got it set at 300 members only. So we went and found, through email lists, first man subscribers or 1M subscribers who have spent money on products in the past, pretty much every single product, we did a survey, and the people that answered yes in the survey, we put into a very small, tight-knit group, plus some of our friends and whatnot. And people who didn't want to be in the group, we told about whatnot, because they didn't want their number to be given out. Some real, you know, high-level networked people, which is fair enough. And we told these guys about the idea. We answered questions for around about a month, and we released it to these guys about a week early. Okay, so sitting here now watching this video, there is a smaller group of individuals who we wanted to reward for buying First Man products in the past, who are currently already signed up. So guys, out of the 300 initial members, we've got less than 100 places remaining. So, I mean, you do the maths, because I'm going live with this on, obviously, YouTube and Instagram. So you'd assume there's a few of the same people on both platforms. You know, not everyone's going to watch the video, but all in all is about probably 60, 70,000 people, if not more, because of the title of this video, who will see this. You do the maths. This is going to be filled in the next few hours, in the next few days. It's going to be an absolute frenzy. Everyone's going to want to be a part of this. There's never been anything like this. There's nothing even close to this. There's something in Bali that some people mentioned to me. You can get about 2 weeks for what we're offering per year, which is just ridiculous. So this isn't just an idea that we've just pulled out the back of our asses, guys, out of nowhere. We've been working on this for a long time. We've been viewing properties all around the world. We've booked dates. We've already been to Barcelona and Marbella. I'll bring up the footage now. A place called Sitges as well, which is near Barcelona. We've viewed three different locations. I mean, like towns, cities, etc., and multiple houses in those locations. A budget for the first house of around about £800,000. So, you know, we're talking giant houses, amazing facilities, a ton of space. So the idea is with the first 300 members to have one house. With 500 members, we'll add the second house. With 1,000 members, we believe we could probably go for 10 houses at that point. So if you're one of the first 1,000 members, you're going to have 10 houses in 10 different locations around the world that you can simply book on an app anytime you want for just the cost of a flight, which we did the other day for £50. I genuinely believe this is the best thing to have ever happened to the men's lifestyle industry. And I don't think it'll ever be topped. Put it this way. People are already paying £2,000 to £5,000 per year to be part of a WhatsApp group. So they can just talk to other people that paid the same money, which was their life savings. And they don't have any level of success or anything to teach you, because they also wanted to be part of a high value WhatsApp group. But in reality, the only person benefiting and getting richer is the person that owns the group. And they'll keep buttering you up and whatnot. With 1M House, you not only get the WhatsApp group, which is included, but you also get houses around the world that you can travel to whenever you want, as long as there's availability on the app. This is unique. And we're only accepting 300 members. And we've already got over 200 members in this group already. I can show you some evidence of that from the WhatsApp group. I might be able to show you polls. I just don't want to show you personal names and stuff like that. But if you are already signed up, maybe comment in the comment section and let us know if you're already signed up, because there's a lot of you. Just let us know how, you know, what you think, what your thoughts are, why you signed up, why you think this is such a great opportunity. And I know how crazy this sounds, guys. I know how unbelievable this is. Chris is actually going to buy us a house, like he said in the YouTube title, and I can just go there whenever I want for the cost of a flight. And if I leave my stuff in the locker for what we're thinking could be like £5 per month, and if I use the meal prep service, oh, well, I can tick the most annoying boxes when it comes to travel for a modern man. which is cost, eating clean, and having gym facilities, sufficient gym facilities. And that's what we're going to go for with these properties. We're going to deck them out with the best facilities imaginable. We're going to put a roundabout, we've added it up, we're going to go for around about £40,000 worth of gym equipment at every single property. Picture the scenes, guys. I'm going to be there. I'm obviously going to be there, so you guys can meet me out there if you become a member. I've been saying to all the guys in the existing WhatsApp group for the last few weeks, when they sign up, can't wait to meet you guys out there. Just picture this, right, guys. This summer, I'm at the property. My business partner, Alex Dallison, is at the property. You're sat with us at a Italian farmhouse, giant complex, just soaking up the late night sun. And we're all sat around eating high quality food, using the gym facilities, sat around the fire table, all chatting business, success, women, whatever it might be that you need advice on, from guys that are making hundreds of thousands per month, plus the best of the best from the First Man community, who are also giving you advice. Here's the thing. The WhatsApp group already has some of the most successful people I've ever seen in. There was a guy around about a week ago who tells me he's making 1.6 million per year on or through TikTok. And he gets people millions of subscribers. He's one of the best. That's going to benefit you. There's a few rules that I need to go over. We're not accepting anybody under the age of 21. The reason being, we don't want this to become, I really want to mention a men's group, but just imagine, what's the biggest one in the world? Okay, so that one. I've been told by a lot of people who are in that one, and you guys know what it is, everybody's just an 18-year-old wannabe, which you can imagine, right? You know, if the guy or guys that I'm talking about here went viral on TikTok over the summer, which is when there's summer holidays for the kids, and TikTok is for kids, well, your audience is probably going to have a ton of kids. And if you're only charging like $20, $25 per month or $50 per month, any 18-year-old can sign up and they don't have a restriction to get in. So we want to create a culture that emulates the life setup, the framing, the high-level gentleman, the straight seven system, the man that's successful in all areas of life that I've been speaking about for years, guys. So the way that we're going to do that is we're not accepting anybody under the age of 21. Our biggest danger on this is, number one, immaturity. But number two, let's say you're an American guy and you can't drink until 21. You sign up at 18. You come over to Barcelona and you start drinking some Spanish wine and you think, oh, this is fun and whatnot. And at 4 a.m, you're getting your stomach pumped. How bad is that going to look for me? I've got a responsibility to look after you guys, okay? I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. And for the sake of the community, there's nothing. Some of you younger guys might be saying right now, I'm mature, I'm successful. I get it, but we have to draw a line somewhere. And sadly, 21 is going to be the limit. However, guys, it gives you something to look forward to. It gives you something to save towards in the future. So I don't really see that as a problem. You know, 21-year-old me, let's say 19-year-old me, if I had found this, I would have saved up and straight away at 21, I would have signed up. It's an absolute no-brainer. Imagine stuck in your small town in the middle of nowhere, paying astronomical rent in Manchester, in Ohio, or something like that, when you can pay a single annual fee, which is £2,999, you can travel the world. So the next rule at the house, guys, is you can stay for 365 days per year, in theory, as long as there's space on the app, okay? Now, for the first property, the maximum amount of days you're going to be able to stay for at one time is 10 days, okay? So once we add a second property, we'll very likely add that to 14 or 20. Once we get up to around about 5, maybe, for example, 10 properties. People are going to ask this because they asked this in the WhatsApp group. I can honestly say to you, after doing the maths and looking into it, I see absolutely no reason why you wouldn't be able to travel for between the 10 houses continuously throughout the year and never have to go home. You know that nomad lifestyle? You know that laptop lifestyle that everyone wants to live? You know that, oh, I work for my laptop and travel the world and whatnot? Well, guys, you could do that. You could do that with 1M House. This truly is the greatest opportunity in the men's lifestyle community ever. Ever. I've never seen anything like this. What we've put together here, we haven't just made it up. We've been working on this for a long time. We have probably had around about 100 hours of meetings, maybe even more. And guys, I'm telling you, we have meticulously gone through every single detail like you wouldn't believe. And then the last month or so, we've answered probably 1,000 questions in the WhatsApp group, if not more. And we've covered every single aspect. So anything that you're going to put in the YouTube comment, trust me, we've thought of it. We've had it asked to us already. We've got an answer ready. It's been mastered as well. So the next rule, which is probably a question you will ask, can I bring somebody with me? So we're going to allow for people to bring a plus one, but they're not allowed to stay at the properties. Okay, so this is a double point. Any member can be at the property throughout the day. So let's say we've got a house in Italy and you fly there and it's full. You already know that. You've looked on the app, it's full. You can still fly there. You can still use all the facilities throughout the day and you can just book a local hotel, villa, whatnot, wait for availability to pop up and then get yourself back into the property. But you can use the pool, you can use the sauna, you can use the meal prep service, you could use the lockers, you could use everything, but you cannot use the bedrooms because obviously somebody else has booked it. Now, if you bring a plus one with you and you have booked the property, they're not allowed to stay in the bedrooms. They're not even allowed to access the bedrooms. So you can stay at the property. They can come in the day and use all the facilities, but they're not allowed to stay there. They're not a member. So if we build, let's say one in Barcelona and you live in Barcelona, you can bring a friend with you. So you can work at the property. You can use the Wi-Fi. You can swim in the pool. You can use the weights. You can use the meal prep service. You can use absolutely everything. So it's almost like a gentleman's club. You can have all the facilities that you would need that would usually cost you thousands to set up your business, plus access to this elite level community of high level men that you're going to be able to speak to directly. I'm going to be there a lot. I'm going to be flitting around the different properties. My business partner, Alex, is going to be there. I'm going to give very, very high level individuals access to the properties too. I assume there's going to be some big name YouTubers signing up to this too, because they can use it for, you know, seminars, networking events, etc. Guys, you're going to be meeting some of the most credible people in the world at 1M House. Next up, we're going to have communal areas. So your fire tables, everyone can sit around, seating areas inside. We're going to have networking spaces. We're going to have workspaces where people can just kind of get away and just maybe you meet somebody out there and you say, we should work on an idea together. My skills and your skills are going to work together. We can maybe create a business. So like I said, guys, we're going to have a meal prep service that you can pay as you go on a daily basis. So if you're going out to eat that night somewhere, you don't have to pay. But if you want a meal in the morning, you can't be bothered to cook, we'll put one in place. Long term, we're thinking about having chefs and baristas. The barista might be possible early on so you guys can get, you know, everything that you need without having to leave the compounds. But all the places that we're buying in are places with fantastic surrounding locations. So you might look at this property, for example. This is one we're seriously weighing up, okay, guys, to give you an example. This is in Italy. Look how close, it's 15 minutes away from the James Bond location in No Time to Die. Do you remember when I told you guys about going from Montenegro over to Bari, and then I said going to that cave restaurant? That, again, is around about 15 to 20 minutes away. There's some of the most beautiful places in the world that would be very close to that property. And this property is like a giant estate. You guys would have, you know, you could do, theoretically, it's your house. We're buying it, but in theory, it's your house. Yeah, we've got a few rules in place, but we really want to just step back and just let you do you while you're there. That's why we're going 21 and above, because we trust you guys. We want to make sure you have the best experience possible. And finally, as I said, guys, as well, it's going to be an app with unique codes to get you into the property itself and to get you into your rooms, okay? So guys, let's talk about the potential locations, okay? We've been to Barcelona, we've been to Sitges near Barcelona, and we've also been to Marbella. So I've been to Marbella before and Barcelona, but we really preferred Barcelona and Sitges to Marbella. There's nothing wrong with Marbella. It's just we really don't want to turn this into an Ibiza party house. a Marbella party house. But we did find with Marbella that it might potentially draw in a crowd, especially over summer, of young lads who see it as a cheap way to go and party out in Marbella. You know, we're not allowing alcohol on the facilities. If you want to go and drink, you've got to go outside the facilities to somewhere else. But we're not allowing alcohol on the premise. So we want a culture of gentlemen, guys that want all the same things that we want. We don't want guys that are going there to party, to drink, to, you know, increase their body count, to sleep with multiple women. You know, if you're 21-year-old kids, you live at home with your parents, please don't see this as an opportunity to get laid all summer. That's not what this is going to be. We would clamp down on that. This is for professional guys who are looking to accelerate their lives, who are looking to get in better shape, make more money, network with some of the most successful guys in the world, because that's what would come of this, okay? Because once we've reached a certain limit on members, we're going to make it a waiting list and application only. So we're going to have a form where people can fill out their details, they can fill out their age, things like their Instagram, what they do as an occupation, and we'll make a judgment of if that individual is going to add something to the property. So if you are desperate to sign up to this, it's probably more important to do it now, because we might not accept another 200 members to get to our 500 for another 6 months, maybe a year. So if you are keen to sign up, guys, it's probably wise to do it now, because with the number of subscribers that I have on this channel and on Instagram, this is going to go very, very quickly. But with the locations, we were thinking Bali, Thailand, places like Marbella, etc., which we may do in the future. But early on, we've realized we want to get a grasp on this. We want to set the tone early on and just have these high-level gentleman locations. Because the danger with Thailand, Bali, Marbella, beautiful places, but they do have a connotation with people going out, getting drunk, enjoying themselves, beach parties, etc., bringing girls back. It'd be very hard to police at that level of distance. So we're looking at places like Barcelona, Lisbon, Split in Croatia, Dubrovnik. We're looking at Puglia in Italy, which is such a beautiful area. I would love to get one in Milan. I think Milan is stunning. And we're doing this in three stages as well, guys. So the first few properties, we're looking to go for around about 8 bedrooms to 15 bedrooms, depending on the location. But properties after that, we have no reason to not upscale and go much larger and go to, you know, our long-term aim is to have properties in London, New York, LA, Miami, Toronto, you know, Dubai, like all the major cities around the world. So then you guys, if you're running a business and you want to network and whatever, it gives you way more access to clients all around the world. If you're a content creator, it gives you way more access to people all around the world. If you're just a guy who's trying to improve in life, it gives you access to a worldwide network of successful people. Like, guys, this is ridiculous. You know, and like I said, it's going to cap at the 300. We're then going to do application. We're only going to accept the best people. That culture is going to be fantastic. In the nicest places around the world, it's not going to attract the wrong crowds. Imagine that, being part of that community, guys. A community that you actually know is legitimate, high-value men. Not just guys that say it on a podcast. Not guys that say it because they've got their first ever tailored suit on, you know, with 58 buttons undone and a cigar, but an actual community of men that are smashing it in all areas of life that you can learn from. Now, guys, in my opinion, this is going to be the future of living. This is going to be the future of men's communities, the men's groups, whatnot. Like I said, you're getting the WhatsApp group plus houses all around the world that we're buying. All you have to do is pay an annual fee and you can live in it. It's for me, it's a no-brainer. I would be in immediately, but that's why I build things for me, okay? And that's why the ideas always check out, because like I said, they're for me. So that's why I can always get behind them and support them. That's why you know they're always going to be solid. And guys, truth be, I can't wait to meet you lot out there. You know, what's the point in having a YouTube community if I can't actually, you know, meet you guys in person, look you in the eye, shake your hand, ask what you're up to, what you're doing, what you're working on? I've become such good friends with the guys that are already in the WhatsApp group. And when you sign up, guys, you will get access to this WhatsApp group. Everyone will welcome you to the community. You will have your standard WhatsApp group, which is called Outliers, which is where we talk about success and, you know, Remember when I told you guys about Solana 9 months early? We're dropping tips like that in there, okay? So that's worth the $2,999 per year anyway. Never mind having multi-million pound properties all around the world, in multiple cities around the world, with a fantastic community, all the facilities you'll ever need. Guys, this is the best thing, like I said, that's ever happened to the men's lifestyle community. It's the best thing that's ever happened to First Man. I'm so excited, guys, honestly. Like I said at the start, I am a subscriber. That's all I am. People see me as the face of the brand. And I've never really seen myself as that guy. I just see myself as a fellow subscriber that just enjoys life, enjoys improving and getting better every single day. Let's go and do that together at all these properties around the world, guys. I cannot wait to see you all in person. I'll speak to you all soon. Drop any comments below. I promise you the next 2 days, because of this throat, I'll just sit in my house and I'm just going to scroll through and I'm just going to answer as many as possible. If there's 2,000-3,000, I think I might be able to make a sizable dent in that. I'll pin a few at the top as well. You know, so everything's pretty much going to get answered. But guys, it's been my pleasure making content for you all these years. And I'm just so grateful that I can finally give you the value that you deserve, because the industry was on its knees. It's headed towards the mud. Nobody cares about the audience anymore. Everyone's just trying to get rich. And as soon as they see the money drop, they charge more and whatnot. We've put ourselves in a very good position, me and Alex Dallison. We're successful guys in our own right. Like I said, we'll buy the first property for you guys. I'm so excited. I'm just so excited to be able to bring you. We're buying you a house that you can stay in. And then we'll buy you a second house and a third house. And I thought, there's no other way to do this. The only other way to do this is 20 years hard work, trying to become successful, reinvesting, finally making enough money to buy all those properties, then having to work hard again. And we're in a position where we can, if you're 21 years old, we can fast track your life by about 15 years right now. Imagine if you're a content creator and you're at all these beautiful places around the world documenting all the time. Imagine the life setup and framing. Who is this guy? Why is he always traveling? Why is he always with the coolest people? What job do you do? Like, imagine the extra followers you're going to get. We've even spoken about having a content creator's room. So like almost a podcast table with mics, cameras in there, lighting, etc., already set up. Everything that you guys would ever need. So if you are a content creator, it means that you can travel the world, have the time of your life, balling on a budget, whilst creating content, which is going to get more views than ever. Like, this is for everyone. I cannot wait, guys. Put all the comments below. I can't wait to answer them all, and I'll speak to you all soon.